Sorry, Chewie had to pee.
That's okay. And now...
Recorded live on DementiaRadio.org, it's the Funny Music Podcast, brought to you by TheFump.com, where you can download new free comedy songs twice a week. Now, here's your hosts, Devo Spice and the great Luke Ski.
Hi, Devo Spice.
Hi, Luke Ski.
Hi, Jace.
Hi.
Hi, Brendan.
Hey.
Hey. We're doing a show now.
Kyle's here, too.
Hi, yeah, Kyle.
Hi.
Is Kyle actually coming to MarsCon?
Yes.
Woohoo! Yeah. So quick, Devo Spice, what the hell have you been doing this week?
Birthday party on Saturday. I finally got some Captain's Pizza in me, which is awesome.
Happy
small
birthday.
Chain in Connecticut, I love. And other than that, been getting ready for MarsCon and finishing up the Fump Volume 25 CD.
Excellent. Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you.
And me, you can all guess what I've been up to.
MarsCon.
Sleeping.
So, Jace and the boys have requested that they go first because they need to get off the air and keep practicing for MarsCon. So
that is fine by me.
All right. So, Jace, I understand you've done a song.
Yeah.
I listened to it once while I was doing other things and wasn't really paying close attention to it. Isn't that great of me?
Yeah.
I apologize. So tell us about the song.
It was an assignment in class, as a lot of my recent songs have been. We had to write a spin-off of a song that was currently on the Billboard Top 200. So I chose Bulletproof by LaRue, because I really like that song. And the assignment was to do a spin-off, but he told me I could do a parody. And so I wrote it, and I really didn't have a good idea for a parody of that song. And then I kind of said on Facebook one day... I want to parody Bulletproof, but I have no ideas. Anyone have any ideas? And then Dynamite came in and said, "Hula Hoop." And I was like, that is so stupid. It just has to work. So I wrote a song about hula hoops.
Maybe I should try that. I'm having trouble coming up with a parody of I'm Not Afraid by Eminem. Maybe I should just post on Facebook and see what people come up with.
It's great. I've actually gotten parody ideas before just by doing that.
I had an idea for a future thing that could happen either at MarsCon or Con in the Cob or PenguinCon or whatever, that it would have to be announced in advance. I don't know how far in advance, at least, well, preferably, you know, 2 weeks to a month, you know, so that people have time to come up with something. But basically have a contest to come up with the dumbest parody song you can possibly think of.
For like Christmas on Hogwarts.
Christmas on Hogwarts.
True.
Well, I'm not talking about yours. I'm talking about ours, which was on the dreaded Something Stupid This Way Comes album.
Oh, okay.
I hope nobody has ever heard.
What was that? What was that a parody of?
Christmas in Ignis by the Arrogant Worms.
Oh, man, I want to hear that.
No, you don't.
But actually, you can hear it. It's on our Bandcamp page.
If you get Jace and I really, really, really drunk, we might show you.
I don't want to get really drunk. That's for what happened last time. I got really, really, really drunk at a con.
Rob Balder had to help you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the type of thing I'm talking about is my brother... has a friend who put out an album of dumb parodies, and one of his parodies was a parody of "Can You Feel the Love Tonight" from The Lion King, called "Can You TiVo Scrubs Tonight." So just like, you know, see, like, just have a contest amongst the artists there to write and record and then show up and perform the dumbest parody ideas, and then have the audience judge which one is the dumbest one.
I think it would be a good idea since we now have the rock band connection to actually do that idea. I think Devo Spice suggested the dumbest song on Rock Band, and you just make.
Yeah, I'm working on that right now, actually.
Oh, good.
So Devo, ask him questions.
So are any of you really into hula hooping, or did you just pull this out of your ass?
I don't know. Are you guys good at hula hooping?
There's this, like, cult of people at our college campus.
There are! Oh, my God.
You'll just be walking around in to your class one day, and then there'll be, like, 40 people hula hooping.
There are! They're outside the library, and they're just hula hooping. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. And I've actually sat down and just watched them.
The other day, I was going into the parking lot. It was, like, 4 o'clock. There's no one there. And there's someone... next to their car. There's no one near them, just them. They have the music playing, and they're hula hooping by themselves in the parking lot.
Oh, empty.
Nice.
Thank God that doesn't happen in my school. The only thing I have to worry about is crazy people thinking they're actually at Hogwarts.
Well, yeah. Well, that's at every school.
The Hogwarts Club.
So if you're not into hula hooping, at the very least, have you tried the hula hooping on the Wii Fit?
I have not, actually.
I have to no success.
I have.
Bunch of really posers, man, really.
Don't tell anyone.
Well, sometimes I like to go to Walmart and just like go to the toy section and just start playing with the hula hoops. I'm not very good at them, but
there you go.
Sometimes I'll do that.
It was research for the song, obviously.
Yeah, that's what I told the guy when he kicked me out.
So what do you have planned for MarsCon?
What do we have planned for MarsCon? We're going to play a set on Saturday. At what time are we playing? 3:15? 4:15 or something?
We got a set on Saturday.
We have a set on
Saturday. Awesome.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
I believe it's at 3:45. I think I designed it to... No, 4:15.
4:15. Okay.
I basically kind of split the Saturday block in half and then put you guys kicking off the second half of Saturday.
Oh, good. Okay, so, yeah, it's going to be great. Unfortunately, Eric cannot make it to MarsCon, so joining us on the drums will be Steve Goody.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What a twist.
Oh,
my God.
And once again, Odd Austin will be playing bass for us.
Cool.
As Brendan and Kyle do rhythm and lead guitar parts.
Now we just have to convince like TV Kyle to do keyboards.
TV's Kyle.
If you're listening, call us.
Hula hoop on the stage and dance around.
Are we actually going to buy a hula hoop for this?
We should buy a hula hoop. If we can fit it in the car.
I
kind of want to do a music video of hula hoop where we kind of parody the Bulletproof video and I wear all the crazy makeup stuff that
as long as it's the style of the Caffeine video of you being like crazy and cracked while hula hooping. Only
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Kyle was at Mid-SouthCon that one year, right?
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that the only convention Kyle has been to?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
scared.
You didn't go to the Teletubbies convention?
He will be at IMTAC, though. We're playing IMTAC in April, which is Middle Tennessee Anime Convention, and I'm really excited about that.
Cool.
Yeah. And, yeah. Oh, yeah, and we're also playing on Party Rob's party bus at
Marsco. I will not be sober for that.
Well, we're just going to give you some random percussion instruments, and you can go crazy.
Let him bang on the windows.
Works for me. Don't give me ideas,
dude,
sir.
I'm just gonna give him a bunch of stupid percussion instruments. Like I have a wood block and I have a tambourine and I have a cowbell.
Do you have a?
I like to collect really weird noise making devices.
Just give me the cowbell. I'll be happy.
Get funky. Yeah.
Do you have a clave?
Not yet.
Or a gyro?
I don't know what that is.
Isn't that money? Food, yeah.
Gyro is one of those fish-shaped things that you rub a stick against. And
No, but Steve has one of those.
What about a vibra slap? You got one of those?
Only if.
Not a real one. We've sampled one in songs before, but never used a real one.
We should just go to Steve's studio and just take his drawer of fun instruments. Yeah.
Well, Steve doesn't have a vibra slap, and I was so surprised when he didn't, because he has so many. Steve just has so many random things.
Note, we will not, maybe yes, but not steal anything. Don't worry, Steve.
Cool.
I already stole a cymbal stand out of his house the other night.
This is very incriminating.
Luke,
well,
Evo,
he told me I could.
You won't tell anyone, will you?
No.
He won't hear this for weeks yet.
This is operating under the assumption that Steve actually listens to this podcast.
That's true.
I think he does, actually, because there was that one episode where, like, Flat 29 were playing Harry Potter characters, and then Steve was all excited about that.
Yeah. This will be an interesting MarsCon. Steve, staring us down the entire time. I'm on to you.
So, any other questions, Devo?
That's all I got.
All right. Well, then why don't we get to the song? So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hula Hoop by Nuclear Bubble Wrap on the Funny Music Podcast. Here we go.
Yay.
Some are really good at math, and some guys can't afford expensive rings. task, I'll hula hoop while juggling some balls.
Marco is a failed artist, unlucky at love, despairing of ever getting a patronage on Sally Ride Moonbase, nicknamed Mollywood, with the new alien elite, the Legion, aliens who have seven senses and can meld human art in ways we've never dreamed. But one day, after having lost his girlfriend, his agent, every job he's ever had, and his self-respect, Marco gets the call. The aliens want him. They will be giving him housing on the moon, a salary, and let him create to his heart's content. A dream come true. Only, when he meets an octogenarian blood sports champion on his way to Mollywood, does he discover there may be more to these gentle, art-loving aliens than meets the eye. And the Red Granny herself is an enigma Marco can't figure out. Arts, patronage, and gladiatorial combat on the moon. Marco and the Red Granny is available via Kindle, Smashwords, and a free audio podcast at Merverse.com and Podiobooks.com. Narrated by Devo Spice.
Time for funny music news. Something, something, something.
We are going to head off, so can we plug our stuff and then go?
Go plug.
Plug your stuff.
Plug.
NuclearBubbleWrap.com. Hula Hoop on the Funk. We're going to play at MarsCon this weekend. Okay, I think that's everything.
MarsCon, yay! We'll see you all there.
Okay. See
awesome.
You guys.
Thank
Thanks
you
for having us
on. Okay, so now do the news.
In the news this week, the Boobles TV appearance has been canceled.
Boo!
Yeah, apparently the Good Morning Texas heard the word breast in one of their songs and decided to they were going to opt for something a little more family-friendly, you know, because who would have thought that an act who goes by the name The Boobles and was raising money for breast cancer would, you know, potentially say the word breast in one of their songs. And not that breast is a dirty word or anything, you know. So, that's not going to happen. However, the show that they're still doing, as far as I know, is still going on, the live show that's happening at the same time as MarsCon.
Yes.
Speaking of which, why don't you give us the final MarsCon Dementia fundraiser update?
Let me check the little thermometer jobby on the website. It won't help.
It won't help? I haven't updated it.
Oh, well, can you give us a... rough estimate of how much money Rob has made back? Like $300 maybe.
Yay!
So hooray.
That's not bad.
You can still go to MarsConDementia.com and pick up the, you know, MP3s or CDs and stuff. And between now and when MarsCon actually starts, if you want to give Rob some money to help him offset his bus costs. So, but all four of them?
Yeah.
But according to Sarah, all four of the rides are now sold out. So...
Wow.
So that's pretty awesome. I'm kind of assuming, well, basically, if you're hearing this and you're hoping maybe to try to get on a ride anyway, I'd say, you know, once it gets to the point where it's happening, maybe kind of hang out by the bus and see if there's room for more. I mean, I'm kind of assuming they're going to be playing this by ear with capacity and this and that. I don't know if they have to keep it under a specific number with safety laws and whatever, but who knows? And maybe some people won't show up, and maybe there'll be a slot you can, you know, you can sneak on the bus, because it's sure to be a fun time for any of the four rides. So,
indeed.
Okay, what else was in news? Anything?
Tour dates. We got coming up on March 4th, which is Friday. We got the Boobles in Arlington, Texas. We have Carla Ulbrich in Newark, California, at the Consonance Filk Convention, and of course there's MarsCon in Bloomington, Minnesota, featuring me, Devo Spice, you, the Great Lou Ski, Insane E, and Nuclear Bubble Wrap, who we just said goodbye to. Possible Oscar, Rob Balder, Soggy Potato Chips, Steve Goody, Toybo, TV's Kyle, Guest of Honor, Worm Quartet, and many, many more. Go to MarsConDementia.com for more information.
Yay!
Happening Sunday, March 6th, the Consortium of Genius are going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. Cog. And on March 11th, Rob Balder will be in Harrisburg, Virginia at Maticon. He'll be there all weekend, actually. On March 12th, we got Mark Gunn in New Orleans, Louisiana. Also on March 12th, we have Jonathan Colton in Boston, Massachusetts. And finally on March 12th, we have the Board Tour happening in Burbank, California, with Raymond and Scum, Dino Mike, Throwing Toasters, Eric Schwartz, Mike Furman, Christy Murphy, Tony Goldmark, and Phil Johnson. And that's all that's happening in the next week or so.
Excellent. You did a song.
I did a song.
I paid slightly more attention to that than a Nuclear Bubble Wrap song.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So my first question to you is, why should we talk to you about this song here when they can go to the Insider and hear you talk about it there?
Because there's one thing I forgot to talk about in the Insider.
Oh, well then please do talk about it.
The song is a parody of Fancy by Drake, which if you haven't heard, it's linked off of my posting on the Fomp. I just linked you to a YouTube video that plays the song. Well, I was listening to this song on the radio, you know, while I – either before or after I had decided to parody it. I forget which. But I'm listening to the lyrics, and he came up with some of the dumbest metaphors I've ever heard in a rap song. And I was like, I kind of have to play off of this. So, like, one of them is, long as she got a little class like Half Days. You know, as in, as long as she has a little class, like – Half Days of School. Get it? Little class, like, yeah. Half Days?
Yeah.
Ah! Like, what the... Really?
Yeah.
So I turned that one into, long as they got a little cup like a medicine bottle.
Touché.
Yes. And the other one was, I just knew that she was fine like a ticket on the dash, which just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So that's why I came up with the line, I just knew that she was vile like a bottle on the wall, because I figured that was equally as stupid and slightly funnier. So I got to listen to some of his other stuff to see if that's something that he does all the time, or whether it was just, you know, I can't think of anything to write here. I'll just come up with something stupid. But So I wanted to address Carrie's comment on the Fump posting, where she said that her singing in that song redefines background vocals. Yeah, pretty much. But that's the way it was in the original, and we tried to match the original. The original has, I forget who the singer is. It's some famous female, like, R&B singer, like current R&B yeah. singer. I forget who it, like, I forget. But you can, like, barely hear her on the choruses. And then, like, on the last chorus, you can finally, like, make out that she's there singing. So we did that. The same, you know, same effect. So sorry, Carrie. Yeah. You're the victim of parody.
And Carrie was also, she made a lyric suggestion for your radio edit, which you took.
Yes, and the radio edit is forthcoming. Unfortunately, we've had to finish up the song quickly because Steve Goody was leaving to go fly places, including MarsCon. So I wasn't able to record the radio edit. I'm just changing tits done to boobs done. I originally was going to suggest breasts gone and breasts done, and then we found I guess that wouldn't air in Texas anyway. But Carrie said that boobs done just sounds funnier, and I agreed with her. So we're going with boobs done.
Cool.
You're instead of tits done.
Get that radio edit sent off to Dr. Demento.
As soon as Steve gets back in action, I'll record it and send in the vocals, get a new mix from him. And,
is he still on that one station? Like that? One
I don't think so. No.
Oh, okay. Well, then screw it.
he's on the internet now. He can play this, but I think that. That one station, he went all internet like in what, June or July?
Yeah, but then he had that one station left.
He had that because they one had station that they had like 3 months left on their contract and they were holding him to it or something like that. But I think that contract ended either in like August or September, something like that. But I'm pretty sure he's only on the internet now.
Yeah, part of me kind of felt like it would have been a cool, like, you know, in my younger days, I would have done something stupid and crazy like this, you know, thinking back to all the like crazy Al concert road trips I went on. If I was still in that mindset, I would have found out when the last actual radio, terrestrial radio episode of Dr. Demento was airing and driven to that town just so I could listen to it on the radio and have heard the final radio episode of Dr. Demento just to, like, to prove it to who? To Dr. D? To myself? To you guys? Like, I got bigger Dr. D fan cred because I went on this crazy trip.
You know what? I would have come with you. That would have been fun.
That's right. I went to Texas. Ooh. They don't like breasts there. And now here's Boobs a Lot. Here we got Boobs a Lot. Hey. Anyway. So, Plastic Surgery.
Yeah, so for further commentary on my song, you can go to the my devospice.com and listen to the episode of The Insider that went up last Friday.
And you are going to continue to post every track from the album Gnome Sane up until April 1st. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I'm kind of starting to get nervous that I won't have like all the songs done in time. But I kind of have to in order to meet the April 1st deadline. So
is the song you're posting? You're posting a song on the Fump on April 1st, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Is that going to be the song that I did part of? The one that
not likely.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, definitely not. If that song gets done in time for the album, that will go up in May.
Okay.
I'm going to post the song on April 1st, and I already know which one I'm going to do. And then that other song, assuming it comes back to me from the Nifty Guest Vocalist in time, that'll go up in May.
Have you gotten confirmation that the Nifty Guest Vocalist is doing it?
Not yet. I have confirmation that they've received the files. That's it. That's as far as we got.
Well, if it happens, you have confirmation that I will crap my pants and be a fanboy and squee in my own poo.
I don't need confirmation on that. Thank you very much.
I'll send you photos, you know.
I'm good, thanks. I really don't need that.
Well, is there more you'd like to say, or should we just get to the song?
I don't think there's anything more I need to say about it. Enhanced plastic surgery, blah, blah, blah. Were you going to ask me something about that?
I was just going to ask you if there were any specific examples of plastic surgery, you know, blunders or celebrities or something that stand out in your mind.
Michael Jackson. Yeah. I was absolutely fascinated with him, you know, before he died. Yeah, then he went and died and ruined it all. Now he can't mess up his face anymore, you know, just for my entertainment. But I was absolutely fascinated with him for a while. There's a website called Anomalies Unlimited, which is kind of this, you know, it's sort of like a paranormal website, but they have a section. It's called Michael Jackson's Poor Damn Face, and it's pictures of him like every couple of years and like who he looks like. So it's sort of like that Totally Looks Like website.
Yeah.
But I think this predates the Totally Looks Like website. But there's one, there's like the picture of him and the picture of his trial where like his nose is like messed up, and it looks like the smiling skeleton face from Evil Dead 2. And then there's another one where they put him up next to the Joker from Batman, like the one from the TV show.
Yeah.
There's a couple others that are like really funny. I think it's anomalies-unlimited.com. The site hasn't been updated in a long time, but I'm pretty sure the Michael Jackson thing is up there. Or just look for Michael Jackson's poor damn face. It's really funny. And there's a couple not celebrities, but they're famous people who are famous for being famous.
Yeah.
And have just messed up their face beyond recognition. I mean, there's this one lady who has done so much to her face that, I mean, she looks like a pillow. I mean, she's got so much Botox and like lip implants and like she's had fat injected into her face to get rid of the wrinkles and stuff. But she's had so much fat that her face is like huge now. You know that like troll face, you know, why you know do this or whatever, that drawing that's going around. She kind of looks like that. In fact, maybe I should find a picture of her and put that troll face guy next to him and submit that to Totally Looks Like. What was that?
Which person are you talking about? What celebrity?
I can't remember her name. She's not famous for anything in particular other than like she like inherited a bunch of money or something like that. And she's a socialite. She goes to all these big parties and stuff. But she's completely messed up. And then there was like one girl who inspired the Duck Bill line, who was a very pretty girl. And for some reason decided she needed to have absolutely enormous lips. And I mean, they stick out like a half an inch from her face, if not more. I mean, it's really disturbing.
Weird.
You can find her picture on, I think it's awfulplasticsurgery.com.
All right. Well, why don't we get to the song then?
Let's do it.
All right. So here it is, Enhanced by Devo Spice on the Funny Music Podcast. Woo!
Oh, whoa! What is wrong with your head?
You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? Lips done, tits done, everything big. Lips done, tits done, everything big. You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? Lips done, tits done, everything big. Lips done, tits done, everything big. You enhanced it, huh?
You're getting ready for some more plastic surgery. Had two nose jobs, now you're on the verge of three. You think you're pretty, but you kind of look like Lurch to me. When I see your face, I get a sudden urge to flee. Your eyes are pulled so tight that they barely function. And now you're dropping 10 pounds on some liposuction. Did you really pay someone to make you look like that? If I were you, I'd go and ask for all my money back. You may say I'm a bit too fanciful. I tend to like my boobies soft and bounceable. Long as they got a little cup like a medicine bottle. They don't have to be so big that they make you waddle. Time heals all, and your implants won't resist a call. In 40 years, you'll have your own pair of clacker balls. Look, a little piece of your nose got severed, but you know how to put it back together. Ugh.
You enhanced it, huh? 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 Lips done, tits done, everything big. Lips done, tits done, everything big. You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? Lips done, tits done, everything big. Lips done, tits done.
Well, aren't you a weird-looking thing? Like you're having a severe reaction to a bee sting. I'm sorry, girl, I'm really trying not to stare. It's just you look disturbingly like Janice from the Muppets. Mana-mana, those may be the only words you can say. With your face pulled back and lips all puffing out in that way. Now here you are, talking shop with the doctor again. Saying you want bigger eyes and a cleft in your chin. Plus some lips that change color on their own with your mood. And since you're not a prude, they'll add a third boob.
Why?
Raised eyebrows, triple jointed thumbs. Vampire teeth with some bloody red gums. Add a couple extra vertebrae to your spine. Seat cushion size implants in your behind. Now you're creaky like old furniture. Your implants are leaky. You're just so damn freaky. You look like a walking tiki.
You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? Lips done, tits done, everything big. Lips done, tits done, everything big. You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? Lips done, tits done, everything big.
mask, oh, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Lips done, tits done, everything big.
My LA girls, let me see your face. Mangled and distorted like you were from outer space. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Lips done, tits done, everything big. And my NJ girls, let me see your tan. Spray painted on like a gold finger plan. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Lips done, tits done, lips done, tits done.
Go Quasimodo, go Quasimodo. Face too smooth and distorted like Odo. Still you got them big hairy feet like Frodo. Just let me take a photo, please let me take a photo. Go, 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 go. Freak show. Go, 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 go. As we devolve.
Little tiny shoes, bound your toes flat. How the hell do you walk with your feet like that? And what about your face? That's not practical. Now you can do things with your tongue that aren't natural. Could have done a little, but went far past enough. You were so beautiful, but then you messed it up. To each his own, but that's an epic fail. How you could breathe out the back of your neck like a whale. Then there was this girl I met, I think her name was Sally, whose ample cleavage had been nicknamed Silicone Valley. Why she did it, I don't understand at all. I just knew that she was vile, like a bottle on the wall. Yeah, so here's a note from an observer to the girls that got implants that could be a life preserver. And duck-like lips that are way too bright red. If it sounds like you, you need a smack upside your head.
You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? Lips done, tits done, everything big. Lips done, tits done, everything big. You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? You enhanced it, huh? Lips done, tits done, everything big. Lips done, tits done, everything big. You enhanced it, huh?
Absolutely ridiculous. DementiaRadio.org.
This is the part where there's feedback.
Feedback.
Feedback. You know that segment of the show we do about now?
Feedback. Feedback.
Feedback. And now feedback.
Feedback. Actually, while the song was playing, I was trying to look up the woman I was thinking of, and I think I found her. If it's the same woman, her name is Jocelyn Wildenstein. No idea what she's famous for, but she kind of looks like the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz. So, okay, feedback. We got a comment from Draconis for last week's show, and unfortunately I didn't see it in time. I got to start getting into the habit of checking the comments like right before we go on the air. So he says, hi, Luke and Carrie's bad rapport. What? It's the Fumpcast. Are you sure? Okay. Great show as always. 5 stars. And then a question for Carrie, which I'll skip. Talking of MarsCon, people keep buying the MarsCon Dementia CD to help Party Rob pay for both of us and the beverages. He needs 10 G's just for the booze. Talking of MarsCon and booze, how many shots is it every time I bring MarsCon into the feedback? That's a good question. We need to add that to the drinking game. Suggestion for a regular feature on the FumpVids channel, the Fumpet Show, hosted by Luke Ski and the great Miss Carrie with Devo and the tech assistant for guests. What do you say, Luke? You want to do a puppet show every week?
Well, you may remember this from, I don't know how many, it was sometime in the past year or so. I had the idea that, the Fump should collectively do a tribute album to Jim Henson. And that's what I wanted to call it, was the Fumpet Show. And I actually drew up a mock logo and some quick artwork. This was before I made all those puppets. It was this was just purely a passion project because I love Jim Henson so much. So I pitched it to the guys at the Fump saying, hey, should we do this? And a handful of them said, yeah, that would be awesome. And then other people were like, we don't care. And then it went nowhere. So I still would like to do that someday, especially now that there in fact are puppets that look like those of us at the Fump. It would be cool to, you know, do something like that and then make video of it or whatever. But at the very least, Carrie and I will be doing another video episode of Bad Rapport sometime in the future, probably for PenguinCon. I think we might make it an annual tradition. But you know, like I've been saying, first we got to get through MarsCon and Mid-South and other stuff. So yeah.
All right, continuing on. Tried getting you guests for episode 50, but no replies. The backup idea is to have a poll for the top 3 to 5 artists from the last 49 eps on for the celebration. My vote would be for the Damsels, Cirque, and TV's Kyle. Don't forget to see DJ What's-His-Face and G-Force One in a mix-off in room 1327, Room Party, hosted by Party Rob. Also, don't miss the Hell in a Cell Death Cage match between Devo Spice and Hacker Aldmar, whose signature move is to hack the game to win. Yeah. Tell me about it. And don't forget your spatulas at the door during Mystery Spatula Theater 3000, only at MarsCon, MarsCon, MarsCon. And never forget to buy a full set of CDs and t-shirts from your favorite artists at the MarsCon dealer tables. Devo needs a new pair of hats. No, Devo needs a new house is what he needs.
And just for the record, it's Mystery Spatula Theater 11, not Mystery Spatula Theater 3000.
That's right. It is 11, yes.
As a tribute to Spinal Tap, if that wasn't obvious. So.
All right, we got a comment from Mr. Wompy. He says, I listened to this episode in my car while I was running lunchtime errands today. It brought a lot of smiles to my face. The biggest smiles were from, one, Devo's story about I want a blow-up doll for Christmas. He told me about that in a reply to an email back in 2005, but it was great to hear him talk about it on the podcast. And two, the Boobles' Wear a Bra song was hilarious and well done.
Huzzah! Right, so there
you go, Sea Monkey. And final comment from TV's Kyle, who says, seriously, see Kung Pao, it's friggin' hilarious.
So it gets the TV's Kyle seal of approval.
Yes.
Maybe Kyle and Bill and Moonbeam could do a Kung Pao panel at MarsCon or something.
Potentially.
So I guess that's about it for feedback then.
That's it for feedback.
And it's time for Teasy Tease Teaseness.
Teasy Tease. You want to have the honors of teasing Friday's song?
Friday's song. Oh, cool. I just had to go see which one it was because I didn't know. There were two, and I said one of those two, and they picked one. But I won't say what it is. It is by Flat 29.
Take a drink.
Yes. And as even more of a tease, Dan from Flat 29 emailed Carrie and I with a quote-unquote great idea for a song. And sent us a little sample of where he would, you know, of he wrote some lyrics, recorded them, sent it to us, and said, this is what I'm thinking of doing. And he wants me and Carrie to collaborate on a song with him. And, you know, it's awesome. I'm psyched for it. And it'll be, you know, once their song goes up on, you know, on Friday, then they can pick a new slot, which will be probably sometime in April or whatever. They'll nab that slot, and then we'll get to work on the song. So the next Flat 29 song will be a totally new, exclusive to the Fump song, at least initially, with me and Carrie in it. So I'm super psyched about that.
Sweet.
And then the other thing to tease, of course, is the song on Tuesday will be by me!
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. However, if you are at MarsCon seeing my concert on Friday night, you'll get to see the song world premiered there first. So, more reasons to go to MarsCon, because you'll get this the advanced sneak previews of world premiere things or whatever. So, yay. I actually I have enlisted the awesome help of Bob Emmett to mix down that song, because he's not going to MarsCon, and he has the time to work on such things. So I shot all my files out to him. Music by Jared Ringgold, some vocals by Carrie Dalby, and a cameo by Insane Ian. And I'm really psyched for this song, and I'll just shut up about it because I like being a teasing jerk.
Cool.
In other news, right now, Sarah is freezing her balls.
Okay.
Cake balls. As we mentioned in a previous podcast, she is making cake balls to sell at MarsCon with the money going towards Mark Gunn to help with his family's medical costs and such. So that is on the way. For those of you going to MarsCon, I'm not sure. I'll announce something obnoxiously on stage, and then people will know where to go to get the cake balls and stuff. So
sweet. I'm looking forward to trying your wife's balls.
Yes. Many a man has enjoyed my wife's balls very much. In fact, they fought over them publicly. Should we just go now?
Yeah, let's go now.
All right. So this has been the Fun Music Podcast with me, the great Luke Ski.
I'm Devo Spice.
And I'm Jace McClain.
And I'm Brendan.
And I'm Kyle.
That was bad.
Thank you for listening to the Funny Music Podcast. You can listen live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, at DementiaRadio.org and join us in the chat or subscribe to the podcast feed. Look us up on iTunes and be sure to leave us a review. Feedback for the show can be sent to info@thefunk.com. The Funny Music Podcast is a production of Fidem Interactive, LLC, released under a Creative Commons share-alike license. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Shout it to random people on the street. And be sure to visit thefump.com for the latest funny songs. Tune in next week where you'll hear Luke Ski say,
And our audience has alcohol poisoning.
Yay!